Our first panel here this morning will present to you and talk. The title is Getting the Piper Paid, Successfully Navigating the RWI, Reps and Warranties Insurance Claims Processes. David Rex is going to moderate the panel. David is the Managing Director and General Counsel at Profit Equity. He is responsible for the management of all legal matters for Profit Equity's fund operations and investments. And prior to joining Profit Equity, Mr. Rex was a partner at Jackson Walker LLP, focused on mergers and acquisitions, divestitures, and related financings. I'll turn it over to David to introduce the rest of the panel.
Super. Thank you very much. Glad everybody could make it out this morning. I've now decided this is my favorite conference. Haven't had one before. I had a Bloody Mary bar out front or drinks the night before. I got a kick out of watching Joel and Rick with their scotch. Thank you, Byron Egan. Second thing I wanted to say was I know that we, most of you saw yesterday the presentation on technology with Kenton Bryce. And I unfortunately, he didn't get to too many examples that he could have, but I really want to highlight that for you all. I saw him speak 6 months ago and was captivated by the potential of AI in this area. Like most of you, you've probably been skeptical over AI, or not AI, over technology and how it's going to change the world. And it never, in the legal department, it never really seems to come to the fruition. But the ability to do things like load in 100 contracts and have it pull out all the termination and assignment clauses in 5 minutes and put it in a memo for you, as opposed to somebody having to do that, is going to be fairly game-changing. We'll see. And I would recommend to you that if you don't have your large firms here that don't have their IT departments focused on this yet, had better start looking at it, because clients will be expecting that kind of performance can happen. And I also spoke with Kenton yesterday, and he's happy to take phone calls, emails, if you want to talk to somebody who works with this every single day and has a laboratory called the OU Law School where they're actually trying to apply these principles. So make sure you give that a shot if you would. We've done a version of this panel for the last several years covering RWI basics and the other transactional insurance options, which I am a big fan of, and the related due diligence and underwriting process. But this year we're going to tackle something new that I don't know that we've seen before, at least I haven't, and that's the claims process, and see if we can answer the question that everybody always has: are claims getting paid, and are they paid in a timely manner, and how does that process work? I'm looking forward to this panel's presentation this year, because I think this is a unique views that we're about to get on how does the process work. Our speakers today, we have Andrew Zimmerman sitting to my immediate left. He's the senior director in Willis Towers Watson's M&A group and an expert on current RWI market terms and working with clients to obtain RWI and other transactional policies. He's been my wingman for the last 10 years, helping my firm get all kinds of insurance and not just RWI. To his left is Abby Davis. She's a partner in the Complex Litigation and Trials section of the New York office at Skadden, where she advises U.S. and international clients in a wide variety of complex commercial disputes in both federal and state court, including both insurance companies and policyholders with respect to transactional insurance policy disputes. To her left is Drew Levin. He's a partner in Latham Watkins LA office, where, among other things, he provides insurance counseling and recovery advice to clients with respect to all forms of transactional insurance policies, including pursuing claims on behalf of the policyholders. And on the end, last but not least, is Bill Minot. He is global head of transactional liability for Mosaic Insurance, where he oversees the global transactional underwriting for Mosaic, including RWI, tax insurance, and contingent liability insurance policies. So we're going to spend about 30 minutes this morning discussing the current trends and views from Bill and Andrew on the effects of RWI with respect to M&A transactions, and then we'll spend the rest of the time with Abby and Drew talking about the process itself, and all four will chime in across the presentation as we go. We have some excellent materials in your course binders. We'll not be going through those other than a couple of slides I'm going to pull up out. But what's in there is Andrew's usual excellent summary of the current trends in the last year and the actual statistics on what are the retentions and what are the policy premium amounts, et cetera. And Abby has an excellent presentation. The first half of it is a really good primer or primer, depending on where you're from, on how RWI works, but more importantly to and more germane to our conversation today is the back half of her presentation is what are the what does the claims process look like, and in particular looking at the AI Aon study that they put out back in May.